Engine in Shenandoah. Don't miss oil changes, fluid checks and fills, tire inspections, plus brake, belt, and hose checks. Visit Stu's Auto and Small Engine at 204 North Grass Street in Shenandoah or call 712-303-0938 to book now. Your summer journey starts at Stu's.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 5 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, 81 degrees at our studios. Winds are out of the south at about 5 miles per hour, and I'm joined now the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Charlotte Schmidt. Charlotte, how are you?
I'm great. How are you this
morning?
Doing
well. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
How's it outside?
Muggy.
Muggy?
You know, kind of not pleasant.
It's that time of year,
isn't it? It'd be a good pool day if you had a pool.
There you go. Or you could go down to the Rogue City pool and jump
well,
in
you
there.
Well, you could. You could do that. That's right.
The Board of Supervisors this meeting this morning, or about how long was the meeting, Charlotte?
Today it was about... like 40 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, about 40 minutes today.
Went through it pretty efficiently then.
It did, yeah.
All the supervisors were present at the meeting.
Everybody was present in person today. Yes.
All the routine preliminary items approved?
Yeah. We didn't have the minutes. She didn't have the minutes from last week, so we'll have to approve those next week.
Okay. Audience comments?
Yes, Jan Norris spoke. She gave us a pipeline update.
Okay. Weekly committee and assignment updates?
I represented Mike. He sits on the Juvenile Detention Board, and so he wasn't able to attend that meeting and asked me to go, and so I did that for him. But then also at that time, nobody else had a scheduled meeting, but Brian Amos did. He wanted to make the statement, and he wanted to applaud the Montgomery County Fair Board for doing such a great job of putting on a county fair. And he just said, you just don't realize how much work behind the scenes that it takes. And he said, it just turned out wonderful.
Yeah.
And then so Mike kind of seconded that. So anyway, so good job, Montgomery County Fair Board.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Another successful county fair.
Yes, it was.
All right. Anything else from the weekly committee assignment update?
That was all for that.
Secondary roads update. The resolution 25-18, accept the bid for the new pipe culvert on G Avenue project. There's project number RO1702. Tell me about the discussion and ultimate action.
The week before we had gotten the bids, and so our engineer Karen went over them, and so this resolution awarded the bid to MDX as in Mary David X LLC. They had the lowest bid, and that's for the pipe culvert on G Avenue.
How much was that bid? 130-some thousand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when will they, do you have any idea when they'll start construction?
No.
Will it be this
no.
fall yet?
No, Karen's on vacation, and so Barry was there, and he didn't share that.
All right.
No.
Anything else from secondary roads? That was it?
That was it. Well, no, wait a minute. Let's see what I have here. Just the Haul the Rock to Morton Mills and Coburg area, mowing Red Oak, Elliott, Morton Mills, and Stanton areas. Started cleaning ditch and using dirt to improve radius at 148th Street and Quince Avenue. And he kind of explained that they had to kind of do that because some of the semis have trouble turning there.
Sure.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Maintenance, the TKE Elevator Company Courthouse elevator. I think this was a discussion item.
This was a presentation. They gave us a packet with their information, basically like a proposal. And so, you know, a couple weeks ago, Schumacher came and they did theirs and they talked to us. And basically, they didn't go over that. They just, you know, they said, hey, you know, here's what we'll do. And we asked some questions of them. And this is basically discussion. So then next week on the agenda, we'll have both of these companies on, and we'll discuss both of the proposals.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to make a decision because, you know, it's July, and we've got to get the elevator.
Yeah.
You know, we got to get the elevator updated for safety reasons.
Is the elevator functioning right now, or
It's functioning. It's functioning. But it has its days.
Well, we all have our days, sure.
You know,
yeah, I know,
you know,
exactly what you mean.
If the doors don't open and shut, you know, we do have, there have been some situations. So, nobody's gotten hurt or anything's happened. But, you know, we just, as old as our courthouse is, and it's three stories tall, you have to have the elevator.
Yeah.
And it has to be functioning. Yeah. So,
there will be the next meeting, there'll be bids, and then you'll look to award a contract to get this repaired.
Right.
Okay.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. Anything else from there?
No.
All right.
Very good discussion on that.
Under new business, resolution 2025-21, Interfund Transfer Capital Projects, $19,999. I think that
No.
To Debt Service Fund.
That's just a project number.
Oh, okay. So what do we do there?
Well, basically in January we did this. We transferred from Interfunds to Debt Service Fund to help pay off the debt.
Yeah.
But then that didn't take place till March, and so we had $2,000 left over there. So basically we're transferring this. That allowed us to transfer the $2,000 over into debt services. That
okay.
was extra. So
all
that's
right.
basically what we did.
All right. And then you had claims payable for Wednesday, July 23rd, $237,567.60.
Yep, and that was approved unanimously. Yep.
Auditor, DNR, NFIB update. Tell me about that.
So that's just, you know, I said, we're looking at doing an ordinance and put an ordinance in place for floodplain
okay.
in our county. We don't have one, and if you don't have one, then you can't receive grants, things like that. And so, you know, that affects flood insurance. And so we've been discussing this. And so today when we talked about it, it was brought up. The board said, how about if we have, you know, the DNR come and Natural Resource Conservation Service, NRCA, and see if we can have them come and explain this to us. You know, what kind of ordinance we should do, and if this is a good idea for us, if it's not a good idea for us.
Yeah.
But this, we're really talking a lot about this.
So, will the ordinance, again, it's in discussion at this point.
Right.
No action taken.
No, nothing.
But this will be around for construction in the floodplain or around development in the floodplain, or what is it going to address?
Actually, just what we have, who we have living in the floodplain Montgomery County.
Okay.
That's what we were looking at. Now,
okay.
It could go to that.
Okay.
You know, for, yeah. So.
Okay.
Because if you live in a floodplain, you know, a lot of people can't, unless, like Brian said, you know, if you have a mortgage, you might not be able to get flood insurance.
Right.
You know, so, you know, just a lot of discussion. Yeah. That's a very good, have to bring that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you do have a mortgage, if you're not above the base flood elevation, then you're going to be in trouble. So,
right.
And this will address some of those issues.
That's what we're hoping.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't have all the answers, and that's what we're talking and we're trying to find out. You're reaching out to other counties and stuff.
So. All right. About how long was that presentation?
The DNR one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
5-10 minutes, something like that?
Yeah, 10 minutes, yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Agenda items for the next meeting?
She wants to put on there, there's a company called America Legal Publishing, and one other county, Story County, has, when she went to look for ordinances there,
mm-hmm.
theirs is all digitalized and alphabetized and put in order. And she said it was very easy for her to, like, go there and just, you know, type in floodplain or flood ordinance. So she looked into this company, and she kind of wants to talk about that next week
okay.
a little bit and, you know, present that to us as a board to see if that's something we could do and have on our website so that if anybody wants to, you know, look at an ordinance, I said more user-friendly. She goes, more user-friendly. So anyway, she said the cost wasn't. Very high, so, but she'll present all that to us next week.
Okay.
So, and that's really all we had right now.
There'll be more.
There'll be more. That was just as of Tuesday morning, so.
And then the next meeting will be Tuesday, July 29th.
9 a.m. Yeah.
Anything else we need to touch on?
Let me look here.
Did we cover what we needed to cover?
I think we covered everything.
All right. Very good. Well, I'm happy to hear that. Very good. Charlotte Schmidt with me this morning, the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Thank you for stopping by, Charlotte.
Thank you for having me.
Make it a great day.
You too.
To celebrate 40 years of fun,